Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Lisa, we're here, and you actually, Lisa, thought of this subject matter in relationships, and it's important. So tell us what we're going to talk about today. I'm excited. I need to learn it myself. It's all good. But anyway.
Well, hi, Tari. Happy Monday, and hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm going along with the same lines with, you know, relationships and so forth, and I thought, you know what? What's one of the bigger components of a relationship than compromise? And it's so hard. It's such a hard thing sometimes because, you know, each person is so steadfast in what they believe and what they feel. And how do you go about compromising? So I thought that would be a good topic for us to discuss today.
I love compromise. I don't do it very well, but I try. Compromise, let me ask you a question. What is your take on it? I want to hear what you think about it because I know I laugh and joke about it, but compromise I try to do myself, you know, and everything because it will end a relationship or give a new beginning, I really think, in a relationship with your sweetheart, right? So in a relationship.
Right, and my guy is so good. I mean, he and I, you know, we work so well together, so I can't really – you know, say that there's been a lot of dilemmas regarding compromise, but I know that he personally has compromised a lot for our relationship. So he moved into my home. Yes. So he moved into my home that we share now together. He gave up a lot of his own belongings to move into my home. And, you know, it wasn't that I didn't want to have those things here. It's just I already had a full house. So, you know, what do you do? And bless his heart, he was very agreeable, you know, to just stick with what we have and what I had already had. You know, it's just in one way, I have to say that, you know, compromise isn't always about like material things. It's about a thought process. So, you know, when we're having conversations, and you think about, you know, different aspects of life, you know, I'm not compromising my beliefs. My husband isn't compromising his beliefs. But what we are compromising is the understanding of each other. And I think that's something that really comes into play, you know, with any type of relationship. And it's hard, you know, whether it's a married couple, whether you're dating, whether it's, you know, parent-child, whether it's sibling, you know, whether it's friend, it's a challenge, and you have to figure out what are you willing to say. You know what? I could be wrong, but maybe I'm right. I could be right, but maybe I'm wrong, you know, sort of thing. And that quote per se comes from my lady Joyce Meyer, and she, you know, talked a lot about, you know, not always being the one that's right. You know, like you almost have to just say, like I just said, you know, you could be wrong, but maybe I'm right. Or I could be right, but maybe I'm wrong, you know, sort of thing. So where this whole thought process is coming from.
So let me ask you a question. So you're saying you could be wrong, you could be right, I could be wrong, I could be right. So what's the most important thing when you're trying to figure that out?
Well, I think for me personally, is giving up the 100% I'm right.
Okay,
you know,
that's a good
point. By saying, you know, this is how I feel and this is what I think, but I could be wrong, and that's a hard thing to give up because, you know, we each feel so validated and so committed to, you know, whatever thought or conversation we're having. But when you say,
right,
I could be wrong, then that gives a little bit of an edge to the conversation, if that makes any sense.
Okay. I agree with you. So let me go with this, okay? Because this is something let's say a restaurant. You know, you guys want to go to – you want to go to a restaurant. I mean, you know, there are people out there that like good, you know, good eating. I like a good meal, a good food. So you guys,
sure,
you and your sweetheart are talking. You go, okay, where do you want to go to eat? And he says, I want to go here. And you go, I want to go here. And then you say to yourself, well, he told me last time we would go here. Now he's backing off, right? I know that's real trivial. So, it's easy to compromise on stuff like that, right? Don't you find, okay, we'll do it his way, or we'll do it her way, right? There's something there for both of us, correct? That's important, don't you think?
Yes,
right?
That's very important because, I mean, I'm lucky in the fact that, you know, my husband and I mean, we have such a wide, you know, taste palette. But there's a lot of friends of ours that are very, very particular. So while my husband and I are, you know, suggesting places to go and meet for dinner or lunch or what have you, you know, these other people that we're trying to engage with or socialize with, they're like, no, we don't like that kind of food, or no, we don't like that restaurant, or no. And so then we have to say, well, then where do you want to go? And that's sometimes a hard thing to do because we know, you know, the restaurants we like to go to have really good food and really good options. But, you know, the other couple might say, oh, well, we're not going to go there. We want to go here. So, you know, you have to almost, like, figure out what can you give up, you know, to do what somebody else wants to do. And, like, I would maybe say in that situation, okay, if we're going to go here, you know, for dinner, then – maybe we should think about going here for dessert. So
okay.
That would be my compromise.
That's a good one. So let me give you something. That's an easy one, right? Because it's not as important to you as it is maybe for your people that are going with you or to your husband, right? So let's take this one. This is a personal one. So you have a child. For me, it's personal. You know, I have a daughter, and my ex-fiance had a son. And he said, I want my son to live with us for a year so I can help him get on his feet. Now, he was 27 and I had a mental illness and, you know, I understand all of that. My, you know, my daughter, you know, she has something she lives with and controls it and has got a great job in school, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying all that because it can be done. You just have to roll your sleeves up and do it. I said, sure, he can live with us for a year. I have no problem. I didn't have a problem with that because I know my daughter, like I said, I dealt with her. And as I said, she's very productive. She's great and she's got a great life. So, that took work. It took hard work. And that was three times her dad and I worked together on that. We compromised a lot and everything. But so it comes to the end of the year, and my ex-fiance now, maybe that's telling right there, he says, I don't want to live with him anymore. I feel like you guys are the dream team, and I'm a renter, a visitor, and I'm paying half the bills, right? He didn't have to pay anything. I get annoyed when I think about it. So something like that, how do you compromise with that? Because I said, do you need another year? He goes, I don't want to put a time limit on it. I was willing to compromise, so I just moved my stuff out. I said, you guys can have this, right, you know, and everything. So how do you compromise? Or is there a compromise? Or do you just walk away, which I did? That was the hardest thing ever.
And you know, I can only imagine, and I've listened to several of your podcasts where you've described that, and I know that you've gotten very emotional about it, and it just breaks my heart to know that you had to do that. So in my this is just my opinion, Tree, and my opinion is, you know, at some point you have to know when to say when. You know, if you are willing to compromise and you're willing to take that, you know, back seat, if you will, and allow the other person to have what they want, you know, so on and so forth. And then if you've tried to say, well, you know what, after a year, then this is what I see happening and that doesn't happen, then I think as an individual, you have to also consider your mental and physical health. And if the compromise is damaging either or both of those aspects of your lifestyle, then it's almost like a sign from those above or our angels or, you know, the Holy Trinity that says, you know what, maybe this just isn't where you need to be. And that's a hard pill to swallow. I mean, it's a very hard pill to swallow.
You're right. It was. But I agreed to give him another chance. I said, because I said to him, I said, do you need another year with him here? And he just said, I knew he was thinking then. I was like, all you got is another year. But all I needed was communication. And I think that's a part of compromise as well. Now,
yes.
I get that. And I also know that it wasn't his son. It was my fiance who made this happen. His son was just this person that he wouldn't let him go, right? He needed to go, mm-hmm. and he needed to put in somewhere else. So I understood that because I lived that life, so I knew exactly what – no, sorry. See, that's me. I thought I knew exactly what needed to happen. I had a great idea because I'd lived with it through. It was my own daughter. And I realized that, you know, handicapping her would have not been the way to do it. And she's a great, great – productive person and has a full life, right? So I you know, will we ever work it out? I never say ever, never, and I never say always. Just, you know, you just
exactly
don't know. But yeah, so that's good. So compromise there. I was willing to do it, but I'm like, when you're pushed against a wall and you can't breathe, then it's time for you to get out. Do you agree? Or
absolutely.
No?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you 100% because, you know, compromise it's a challenge in and of itself, because we
right.
all, like I said, you know, each of us have our own beliefs, each of us have our own feelings, and again, in my opinion, the bigger person is the one that says, okay, we're going to do this, or I'll agree to
right.
this. However, you know, like a boundary, like you have to set boundaries, and for me, that has been an extremely difficult process to work through, is to set the boundaries and to set like some limitations. So you're willing to do X until Y happens, but then if Y doesn't happen, then you have to be able and mentally willing to make the change if it doesn't meet those standards. And that's a huge change, and I think it's a huge shift in our mindset. So
okay.
as a human being, and again, this is just my, you know, feeling. I'm willing to compromise to a degree, but when it comes to like my values and my personal belief and my faith and all that, then there's no compromise there. So you have to really watch and be careful with what you're willing to give up, because, you know, the example we gave about the restaurant, to me, that's a thing. Personally, I'm not giving up my faith. I'm not giving up what I believe in. I'm not giving up,
okay.
you know, I'm not going to give up my, my power, if you will, you know, with what I feel is right. And if anything compromises you against your own will and your own, like gut feeling, then it's time for you to take a step back. And that sometimes that's very, very difficult. And I know that you went through it. As hard as it was
yes.
for you, as hard as it was for you to take that step back, I applaud your efforts for saying, you know what? I compromised for this many months or, you know, this particular period of time, and this is what we agreed to. I've set my boundaries, and I think that's what we have to remind ourselves is boundaries is a huge aspect of our mental health, and until we can
okay.
come to those terms, and you know me, I mean, you and I have been talking for well over a year, and you know that I have let my guard down more than once, and I've learned the hard way I can't do that. You know, I have to set my boundaries. I have to know, yeah, I will compromise to this point, but after that, I can't do it anymore. And that's a hard, hard, hard process to go through.
Okay, so what you're saying, all right, so you're not compromising your beliefs, right? You're not saying, okay, I don't believe in God anymore, for instance. That's a way out there thing. But, you know, there are people
yeah.
like, oh, I'll give up God. I'll give up my beliefs so I can be with you, all right? Or,
mm-mm.
right, so, okay, I would never do that myself, right? You know.
No,
I cannot
actually, do that.
Actually, I dated a Jewish guy. I was totally in love with him. We were going to get married and everything like that. I do maybe a big project. I have done that before. My daddy used to ask me, are you dating a prospect or a project? that they're both great men. I love him, my father. But I realized that he wanted me to convert. I was never going to convert. Do you understand? That's not for me. And then if I converted to being Jewish, I wouldn't believe in Jesus, right? I love Jesus. I love Jesus.
Exactly.
So I walked away. That's two hard things I've done, you know. So
right.
Anyway.
I know. And I'm not telling anybody who's listening to this podcast, you know, to compromise anything that they believe in, because I'm only encouraging you to stay strong with your beliefs, whatever that might be. You know, we use the restaurant thing as just an example, but when it comes to, you know, in my opinion only, when it comes to your faith and your beliefs, for me, that's such a strong part of my foundation and such a strong part of the values that I have grown up with and that I continue to believe in. And I've only gotten stronger in that area that, I mean, I can honestly tell you right now, if anything were to ever happen between my husband and I and we weren't together anymore, it's so important to me to have somebody in my life that has that same belief. I mean, I can love this person till the end of time, but if we can't grow together spiritually, then that person isn't meant for me. And that's just me speaking. That's just my belief.
Okay. I agree with you on that 100%. Like, I totally get that. And like I said, I never want anyone to compromise their beliefs to take my beliefs on. Like, for instance, my belief about, you know, you call them the Holy Trinity, I call them the Holy Triplets, you know, it's one and the same, God, Jesus, and Mr. Holy. But I would never want them to do that, not unless they were led to do that, right? Do you understand? And whatever. Right, I would never want someone to you know, compromise their what they believe in our government, unless they were, you know, did their own research. Some, you know, because government can be as important to people as religion. I think that's the reason why you never talk about either one of them. So I get that. So what is a solution? I mean, is there a solution? What do you think? Is there a solution out there that we can take on and say, okay, I'm going to try this? You know, I mean, I'm thinking of one right now, but what's your thoughts on that?
You know, that's a tough one. It really is a tough one because you want to explore options. You want to, you know, give people a chance. You want to, you know, give yourself a chance. For me personally, Tari, I know what I stand for. I know what my heart says. I know what my gut says. I know what my mental state says. And, you know, I can compromise with things per se, but at this point in my life, I'm not willing to compromise my mental state. And it's very, very important to me that I have people in my life that support that aspect of it. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that, you know, may be struggling with which way to turn because they're grasping for that companionship or that friendship or whatever relationship is. I guess my advice to you is you really have to dig deep in your soul. And you have to say, what are you willing to give up for a relationship with this person? Or what are you willing to give up for, you know, even a job? I mean, like, for me, and I can take this a whole different, you know, take it to a whole different aspect, but I would not ever compromise who I am to get ahead in a company.
Okay,
I value,
that's a good point.
I value who I am way too much, and I want to get to where I need to be based on my skill set, not because of what I've done or befriended, you know, a higher power, being a higher executive, you know, and that's probably a whole nother conversation. So, you know, what I'm saying is it's a tough road. It's not an easy process to go through. I've been there, and you know I've been there, over the past 3 years, I have decided that, you know what, I can't compromise, you know, X, Y, or Z in my life anymore. I've given as much as I can, and this is where I have to set my boundary. So I guess in a nutshell, know your boundaries, and you have to decide what you're willing to compromise.
Okay, I'm going to agree with that too. So can I add on to that if that's okay?
Absolutely.
If you're cool with that. So
yes.
Boundaries are super important, and that's one of the hardest things that a lot of us struggle with. I know that in the past I've done that myself, struggled with it. But the other thing, too, is to know your partner. Really, I mean, for me, at that time in my life, it didn't matter if he was Jewish and I was not, right? I was a believer. I am a believer. You know, I would have married him, but I didn't want to compromise on, for him to have to compromise to marry me. Right? Do you understand? Because that was more important to him than it was to me. Okay? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to give up my relationship with God the relationship I have. But he wanted me to convert, right? And now I would never get involved with somebody that's an important thing, that they are a believer is like I am. Right? It'll make life so much easier, right? And that's something that won't compromise them, won't compromise me. So knowing your mates, like knowing things that are important to you, like for me, relationship with God is important. Okay. I would never be good with an agnostic, although I'll respect until the kingdom come. That's not what I'm saying, but for me to live with somebody like that, boundaries are important. The other thing that is important is to know know your partner. What do they feel about kids? What do they feel about kids and working with kids? What do they feel about your children, his children, or her children and his children, or whatever? And those things. And if you're younger, how do you want to raise your kids, right? And you still have children that are home. I think those are the things that you got to discuss before you ever tie the knot, or so to speak, or before you ever get in a relationship. I really feel that. And that way, when you're compromising, it's not something big. Like, do you understand, is it important to go see your family at Christmas and his at Easter or hers at Easter, whatever, right? So those are things that you got to, I think you need to iron out before you tie the knot, get married, whatever, move in together. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Like you said.
I absolutely agree with you 1,000,000%. And as hard as it was for me when my oldest son, had a girl in his life and now we've got our grandchild, was very, very hard for me to, not have that Christmas or that Thanksgiving or whatever, pick a holiday where we were together. And so what I have decided to do for my own sanity's sake is my answer to all that was, you know what? You do what you need to do with your family. Hopefully you and I as a family can get together within a week, give or take, of the holiday. And as hard as it is for me to give that up, and trust me, that was very, very hard because I was an only child growing up, and it was just me and my mom. We lived with my grandparents. We were very, very, very family oriented. So I didn't have to share holidays with anybody. I was always with my mom. I was always with my grandparents. So as I, grew up, had my kids, so on and so forth, they grow up, they're doing their thing. It was a very, very hard process for me to go through, but I have to know in my heart that I am going to have time with my kids. It might not be on the holiday, but it will be give or take, a few days on each side. And I'm okay with that. So, to our listeners, we have to decide what are you okay with, because I mean, it's an old cliche saying, Cherie, life isn't fair. And I don't even want to look at it that way, because life is very fair to all of us who are living and all of us who are breathing. We've been fair. It's these little things that can turn into big things if we're not willing the entire picture instead of focus on one aspect of it, if that makes any sense.
I do. I get that. So, yeah, I like it, Lisa, and you're right. The compromise, sometimes it's not, is it important to be right or important to be nice? Right? You understand?
Right.
So what's going to help you and your partner? And sometimes, you know, helping your partner, helping your lover, helping your husband, wife, whatever significant other, that's probably the lesson that God is teaching us, right? Not to prove a point, not to get your way, but just to be nice and to be considerate and to be kind and loving. You know, we won't remember all the times we compromised, but we'll remember all the times we were loving, and that is compromise at times, I think. Don't
right.
you agree?
Hey, I completely agree. And, you know, I can share this with our listeners now because of the experiences that I've been through. And
right.
I think we've talked about this before, you know, until you experience something, you really don't understand the impact that it has in your life. So, you know, I was always under like the saying of, you know, don't judge what goes on behind closed doors because you don't know. And
right.
I've learned that lesson, you know, through the years. And, you know, these past 3 years, as you know, have been very toxic in my life for, you know, very private reasons. But I'm learning, you know, through my resources that it's okay. Like, I don't have to be the one that's in charge. I don't have to be the one that gets my way. I have to learn to compromise. I have to learn to let go. I have to learn that there's bigger things, if you will, in our life that are so much more important. And for me, that is my faith. That is my values. That is my foundation. And thanks to you for helping to guide me to that path, because we can't always control what other people do. Or honestly, we can't control what other people do. We can only control what we do. So we have to be willing to decide what can we let go of and be comfortable with.
That's for darn sure. Yeah, that's right. And
that's
I mean,
that's
gosh,
not
an easy
process
win.
To go through.
Gosh darn it is. Well, I'm going to agree with you on that, Lisa, 150%. And you know what? At the end of the day, sometimes it's just important to be kind, and you can get your point across. But one of the things I'm learning, and today's been a challenging day for me. I told you about my internet situation, and to be nice.
Yes.
I go, I was sitting there going, you know what? These people don't care about me. I said, well, God does, so that's good. God, Mr. Holy, and Jeshua, and all God's angels, right? They're over there, right?
Yes.
I wish they could repair my internet. That'd be better. Could you take your magic wand, God, and just zap it?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, that, you know, the this whole compromising, you know, discussion today, and I'll say it again, this isn't an easy process to go through. And I pray about it all the time. You know, it's one thing to compromise on what you eat for dinner. It's another thing to compromise your values and your faith and your beliefs. So you really have to focus on, and this isn't a selfish thing, but you have to focus on what matters to you and what's important to you. And you have to move forward with knowing and the confidence that what you believe in is for your better good. And that's a tough journey to take, you know, and I know that you have been struggling. I hear it in your podcast. I hear it in our personal conversations. And I have to believe, Tari, that what you were willing to compromise led you to where you are. And I think it's only making you a stronger individual to continue to help all of us in various aspects of life's challenges. So I'm sorry that you went through what you did. You were willing to compromise, but at the same time, look where you are right now. And that to me is huge.
That is huge. And one of the things that I got to remember, my mess now is my message. That's so good.
That's
compromise
right.
Compromise is the key.
That's right.
It is. Yes. I learned a lot. And Yeah, I did. I learned a lot. I will never forget that, because when you can have to leave somebody, not because you don't love them, but because you love yourself too, right? And it's never going to get better. Because I was in, it's important. It just is. So anyway, well, we're out of time, Miss Lisa. And so anyway, is that okay if I say a prayer? If we're good with that?
Go,
and then we'll
absolutely.
Thank you.
Do it. Yes.
Okay. Dear God, dear angels, God's angels. Dear Jeshua, and I always call you Father God, okay? So hi, Father God. Me and Lisa are here, and everybody else who's listening now. Thank you for being here, Jeshua and Mr. Holy, the Holy Trinity, as Lisa calls them. I call you guys the Holy Triplets. It all works. We love you. Thank you for helping us move forward and to share with people the right, the best things, not the right, the best things possible that will inspire and encourage them and encourage yourselves as well. And thank you for just, we love you more today than we did yesterday. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen. Thank you for that.
All right, my dear. I will see you next week, and I'll talk to you later. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.